This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't have an exact date on it, but it was, at this point, it was definitely post-harvest.
Spring forward has, like, completely messed me up with that.
Yeah, but it's like, it was around that time, and so I backed my ox up into the cart, and I start loading the cart up with everything that my family and I had sort of grown and made all winter long. The birch brooms that my son had carved with a Barlow knife. The flax that my wife had spun on the spinning wheel into linen. The potatoes, but first, of course, I sorted out potatoes enough to last me the winter and to seed the following spring. And then I walked at my ox's head for 10 days until I'd reached Portsmouth and Portsmouth Market. And there I peddled my wares and sold until my pockets were fat with coins. Went to the market to purchase items for my family so that we could better prepare ourselves for the following market year. And I got, and you know this, obviously, Hayes, but I got an embroidery needle that had sailed over on a ship from England.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I got another Barlow knife for my son, yeah.
So, that was my suggestion, because what I wanted to tell your son about that other knife.
Yeah.
Bitch, that's not a Barlow knife.
Well, yes, and it truly was a neighbor's bar kitchen
very
knife.
Bar very low knife.
Yeah. The bar was a little too low because it was a borrowed kitchen knife from the neighbors. I got him an actual Barlow knife. He had been polite about it, but he knew the difference. And, you know, I sold the ox. I kissed him on his soft pink nose, and I bid him adieu. I walked home with the kettle and 2 pounds of peppermint candies for us to enjoy after meals.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of my week. I don't know, like, what, you know, I guess... Yeah, I guess that was, again, I didn't want to put a date on it. I want to say that was last Sunday because it was post-harvest.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide.
Kicking butt and dropping names.
Stu.
What's up?
Come in here, Stu.
Stu, you're here. Stu. You're in here. You're here with Kevin, with
Can
Hayes, with me.
Can we speak to you, please, Stu?
Me, the mighty ox cart man.
Stu.
Hi.
Music.
Talk about it.
Music, that's
we love
that's my
it.
Game. That's my jam. I'm the music guy. My name's Stu. I don't know what a Barlow knife is, but I do the
it's
music.
Very
well,
American.
Neither did my son, luckily, but he could tell that I had given him something that was, you know, that was substandard.
You're very good. Nice.
Stuart McKenzie.
That's me.
Did you have any other questions? Barlow knife? No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Did you have any other questions?
I mean, I was getting quite confused about the story.
Get closer.
It was
to
good.
The camera, please.
Getting quite confused about the story, but I enjoyed it. I was thinking about Barlow knife mostly, and I got a little bit stuck on that mentally. But it's a
cycle, isn't it? I mean, all these things we do, aren't they just cycles? They repeat, they self-fulfill. Yes, mm-hmm. we tap the maple trees in winter and boil the sap down until we have maple sugar. And then what do we do the following winter? Tap it.
Eat it.
Boil it. Well, we don't eat it, Stu. We sell it at Portsmouth Market. It doesn't matter. It honestly doesn't matter, dude. I'm so fucking pumped you're here. Kevin is also pumped. Kevin, do you want to take a beat, just a moment to have for yourself to just talk about what this means to you?
He was really scared before you came on, Stu. He was really nervous. It was not funny. It was not funny. He was like really like, he was like really sick.
Yeah, he was ill.
Yeah.
What's up, Stu? I'm Chef Kevin. I produce a pod. Big fan of your tunes. You guys rock. And
he's been talking like this, like I think in preparation for a little while. This is actually not how he wanted to be talking. Like, it was, he was doing an even more intense version of this. Do you want to, like, take it again? Do it how you were really going to do it, Kevin.
What's up, Stu?
What's up? I love pretty you, Kevin.
Good. Thanks for doing the show, dude.
Did you say pretty good?
Did you say pretty good after he said, I love you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. thanks for being here. Love you too. And yeah, we're going to have some fun today. It's going to rock, and you'll probably never forget this.
Perfect. All right.
Stu is the main guy, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. You don't like to use the marshmallow on your mic either, do you?
Mm-mm.
Marshmallow?
The little black marshmallow.
Oh,
have
like
you seen
the
my mic? It's got this marshmallow on it.
And oh, the cover thing
appears to be.
I call that a sock.
Nude. You call it a sock?
I don't know. I've never. I like spend my whole fucking life in front of a microphone, but I don't use one of them socks.
Us too.
I felt like it was. I removed it.
Is it like a pop filter thing? What is it for?
I felt like it was capturing and filtering out some of my best shit.
Yeah, just an extra layer between you and your audience. I need that because when I come in completely
and
raw,
and they need it, and the audience,
it's a little intense.
It.
Yeah, I did one without the sock, as you call it, on there, and it was like a sock in the fucking face for anyone who listened to it, man, because it was so powerful. Some of what I was laying down. So we need an extra layer for mine, but Hayes gives it straight up, and I'm happy to see you raw dogging as well. Talk a little bit about King Gizzard and what it means to you, why it is called that, and what you're excited about this year.
King Gizzard is a band. Well, you know, it's all we do is just do music,
yes.
Man. Like we're just.
Yes.
Yeah, man, we're just a band. We just like get together and
what's the
jam,
big deal,
make music,
man?
And you know, when you kind of think about what a band is, we're that. We just tour, play heaps of shows, try to record heaps of music, and just live our lives and be free.
Picture a band, make it a little hipper, and now all of a sudden you're picturing what that is. So, yep, that's fucking dope, dude. I love that. It's like, whatever, man. Why you gotta make me try to explain it? Fuck off. I love that energy. I'm not pissed. So we want to talk about a couple things. One is, obviously, you know, we called Kevin in a panic last night. Obviously, it was Hollywood's biggest night. We are Hollywood Handbook. We said we need a guest who can help sort through the noise and make sense of a senseless act. What happened was traumatizing for some, funny to others. I'm not sure who's on the right side of any of this, but at the Oscar ceremony, movie man Will Smith did slap funny man Christopher Rock, and we all looked on jaws agape. Kevin promised that he would find the exact right person to give us the definitive take on what has been a very thorny event to parse.
Big moment for us, for our show. These are issues that we have explored on this program in the past. Movies, wife, hair.
Being a wife guy, having a wife's name in your mouth. This is stuff we talk about
violence
every week. Mm-hmm.
Race. Almost all of these issues this show has talked about at length.
And this is a moment when all eyes will be on this show. Like, it's
yes.
called Hollywood Handbook. It's Hollywood's biggest night. So this is when we have
not every,
to deliver.
Not every night, especially lately, that is everyone talking about Hollywood. Of course, this episode will come out 1 week and 2 days after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're delivering the take, I know like you've had a day to process it, which like but still we need one that is going to be like timely for
takes got to keep. Bear in mind, mm-hmm. the take's got to keep. Tech can't go bad. So talk about why you're the right person to do this for us and then just lay it on me, brother.
I'm the right person because I'm exactly the wrong person. I mean, firstly, I'm like an Australian guy from Melbourne. Like, I don't actually don't really
why
give
is
a fuck
Melbourne
about this.
Help me.
I don't really
help
give a fuck about the ceremony, really. I mean, I don't even watch like the Grammys. I kind of think it's dumb, but
okay, but you watch but, like
okay,
yeah.
But you kind of,
everyone in the whole world, everyone in the whole world saw the Will Smith thing, so I'm clued
in. Well, can I say you being from Australia makes you the perfect person because you guys got the unedited feed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
over here it was bleeped. I had to watch Australian TV.
Really?
Yeah. But Hayes had a question about Melbourne.
Yeah, why you mentioned I'm an Australian guy like from Melbourne. What like help me with why that makes you extra bad to talk about this?
No, because Melbourne's just like it's like this like city where the weather's like really bad and no one really does anything, and that's why you make music and like no one is really clued into any of that sort of stuff. We just live in our little isolated bubble away from the rest of the world.
And you watch the Grammys and you lie about it and you say you don't watch?
Typical
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Typical.
We all watch the Grammys. Let's can admit this now.
Lift the veil.
And people say like the ratings are in the toilet on the Grammys because so many people are lying and they say that they don't watch.
Yeah, because everyone says they didn't watch it. That's what's so frustrating to me is where you're going to lose the Grammys if you keep up this charade. Mm-hmm. Because if you keep pretending not to watch it, they'll think no one watches. When, like, the Grammys are awesome to watch. It's so fun. You kidding me? All these artists coming together to put on a show and celebrate one another's work? It's the purest thing the industry has at this point. I don't know, man. I get worked up, but you were going to give us, so you told us why you're the right person because you're the wrong person. Cheeky. So how should I feel?
We are going to need the take.
The take itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's complicated, which is why it's good.
He's right.
We should do some questions about the Australian ARIA Awards.
The ARIA Awards?
Yeah, we should do some questions about that.
All right, let's do it. Question number one. The fuck are you talking
for you
about, Stu?
Yes, I got you. No, but anyway, Will Smith, Chris Rock. I don't know. Chris Rock he probably did tell like probably a fairly poor taste joke, but he's also a comedian. It's Chris Rock. I mean, maybe isn't it kind of your job a little bit to kind of do that when you're doing the speech? Probably poor taste. Like, let's say it's a poor taste joke, right? I'm down with that. I pay that. Poor taste.
Keep going. Keep going.
Maybe not. Maybe
very
not.
Long.
Yeah. Maybe not. Really maybe not. Take. Maybe we don't go for. Maybe we don't assault someone. Maybe. Like
say,
maybe that's
say more,
probably
say
not
more.
Not a great idea.
Let's double click on that one.
And then let's just like leave it at that.
I was with you until you said leave it at that. We got to keep going. And
everything else was good. Yes. Maybe we don't assault. Let's say it was a poor taste joke. He's coming down hard on the issues we wanted to deal with.
It's quite like gross, like macho. I need to like protect my family with violence is gross to me and makes me feel sick. It actually makes me feel sick and I don't like it. Yep. That's like honest take. That's not like a joke. That's an honest take. But also, you know, it isn't as simple as that, of course. So let's not simplify it to only that. But you know, that's my
take.
Can
words be
violent? That's my honest take.
Can words be violent?
Yeah, fuck yeah, they can. Of course they can.
And words can be violent as well.
I agree with you, Stu. The very concept makes me sick. My family is very aware that if somebody comes for my wife, I will be throwing up. That will be the first and last thing that I do in response.
Violently.
Step one is also the final step in my plan, which is if you insult my wife on any level, but especially something that is pretty out of bounds, I'll be throwing up. I'll be throwing up quite a bit, Stu.
When's the last time you threw up, Stu?
I throw up all the time.
Yeah.
It's part of my persona.
You don't have to be cool for us. Have you never thrown up?
You can admit that you don't know what it feels like to throw up, man. I don't think it's badass that I do it so often. I actually see it as almost a weakness in a way, even though people like it that I do it.
Yeah, it's cool. No, I throw up quite a bit. I wrote quite a few songs about vomiting, so I do it quite a bit. It's cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's a bodily function. It exists for a reason. It's like breathing or like hiccuping or something. It's there. It serves purpose. You got to vomit sometimes. It's good for you. Mm-hmm.
God don't make mistakes.
No.
Coachella. First answer.
Coachella.
What day? Which Coachella? Day?
Saturday.
Wrong.
Wrong, is it? Fuck.
Incorrect.
Okay.
The answer is Friday.
Friday.
Stu.
Opening night.
Coachella.
Could have saved you a big misunderstanding. You show up on Saturday. You get on stage with Brockhampton.
I'm here to play my Friday show. Brockhampton's not going to like that.
Your show.
I'd like to be in Brockhampton.
Your show is on Friday, April 15th. And then again, you do it again on April 22nd.
Mm-hmm. You know you have two?
I do know. We did do it once before. It's pretty funny. I'm sure you've been several times. It's funny.
Coachella?
It's funny as hell, dude.
It's funny.
I go to laugh, man.
Everyone there is hilarious.
I go to cut up, man. I love it. That's where I get my laughs on.
Yeah.
Certainly not doing it at comedy shows anymore.
What font size are we talking about?
I'm sure quite small. But we have a long name, so even a small font takes up a decent amount of space.
And that's a little bit of a hack, and this is something to share with other bands. If you have a nice long name, even if you're very tiny font, at Coachella or any festival, you're going to take up a lot of the poster. Yeah. And that's valuable.
Do you want to tell you another hack?
Hit me.
This is true.
I love this hacks.
Many festivals around the world are happy to pay an artist more if they accept a smaller font size. Are you aware of this? It's very fascinating stuff. It's true, and we do it all the time.
You know what? I wasn't aware of it because I'm funny this way. The music for me has never been about the money. I guess I'm crazy that way. I'm just like kind of doing it because I
the live font size
the fucking groove.
No, you live for the font size.
To the fucking groove. The font size, I don't get into all that mess. Kevin handles all that for me.
Mm.
Stu, I gotta say, you're rocking with a pretty big ass font.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are. You know.
Check your bank account. Somebody fucked up, man. Yeah. I got a big font.
Talk to
broke.
Your manager.
What the fuck?
You're above. Fuck you're a full row above. You're second row, dude.
That's big font.
Leaving aside your Harrys and your Billies and like that's not even a row. That's its own.
Yeah, they're
thing.
They're fake.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing.
Row one, your Big Sean's, your little babies, Phoebe's up there. We emailed her once to be on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
we
a connection.
Requested.
There's a connection
still
there.
Still waiting, yes, but she's practically a friend of the show.
That's cool.
And then Stu is sitting pretty on row two, a full row above Carly Rae Jepsen.
Really? That's weird.
Yes, Stu.
Okay.
She's looking up at Stu.
I don't know anyone else on our row, should I?
City Girls.
Are they good?
That's a band. There's Still Woozy. There's Nikki. There's Lane 8. There's Pink Sweats. Omar Apollo, of
okay,
course.
Okay, still woozy, City Girls and Pink Sweats. Sounds like my weekend.
Sounds like the pandemic.
All right.
Band names these days, eh?
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Stu, talk a little bit about what you're going to do in the show. We wanted to help you out. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing you perform live yet. I'll be at Coachella. What stage banter-wise, what have you found works, and can we kind of help you get the crowd pumped up? I mean, one thing you already mentioned, right, is band names these days, I don't know one from the other. They feel kind of, yours feels kind of long. So maybe instead of saying, you know, work can get rid of the, like, you know, you get up and just to get the cheer, just to get the crowd on their feet, you go, "Hey, everybody, I'm Tony Bennett."
I like it.
I mean, what do you think about that?
I think it's not bad. It's not bad. I think we can do a bit better.
Smooth as silk, right?
Yeah, smooth. You know what? This is good because I don't say
no shit. It's good.
Like anything when we play. So
you don't say anything.
You don't say anything,
bro.
No, not really,
bro.
I usually say like hi like 6 times in a row, and then I say like 20 like bye 20-30 times in a row at the end, and then that's my jam. That's it.
Festival, you know, I may be there to see Still Woozy. I wander up and I go, "Hey, fuck, I like this sound. Who are these guys?" And I need you to be telling me, "I'm Tony Bennett. This song, you know, here come. This is a song about what a great city New York is."
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that'll kill. And like, you know, this is one of the funniest events of the entire year. And the kind of clientele that like goes to Coachella will like really love the idea. First of all, just name checking like a hero to basically everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll get that like the first hit of like, haha, that's funny. Then the next way, like people just appreciating like an homage to Tony Bennett. Well, like a reverence will kind of like settle over the crowd, which will like pay off for you as well. And then you just like live in the bit, like you like do not, you just do not let it go.
Never let up, you know. Don't let them see you blink. Just go ahead and just, I mean, start fucking crooning, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they'll be like, "Tony Bennett, I know this guy. Isn't he the guy who sings 'That's Life' and 'My Way'?"
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna be saying.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the main guy who sings 'My Way,' but. If he never sang it, I'll eat my fucking hat, man. There's no way. He had to get a piece of that at some point.
Definitely. Yeah, totally.
Kevin, have you been to Stu's show?
I have.
And oh, is cool. This your experience as well? He didn't talk to you at all the whole time?
He said hi like 10 times at the beginning and bye.
Wow,
like,
he really did say hi that many times, huh?
And then like bye 25 times at the end.
That's too many highs and byes. And it's... I hate to do this because you're a guest. It's very rude.
Oh.
Like, imagine you came to my show. Like, you're at my show. I'm basically talking to you almost the whole time. Think about it. And I think you probably feel pretty good right now.
I should work on it. Let's work on it. Okay, so we're going to talk about how I'm Tony Bennett.
Mm-hmm. And then... Well, you know, it doesn't have to just be that. I mean, I don't want to get bogged down because it felt like you didn't really connect to that right away. You know, hey, you don't want to be Tony Bennett? Hey, don't be Tony Bennett. That's okay.
No.
Yeah, okay, it's cool. Like, be, you know, do whatever. Say, I'm Stephen Stills. You know, give him something, but give him something to get behind.
Stephen Stills would be good.
Steve.
Hey, I'm Steve Stills. Oh, yeah, you guys call me Steve.
Stillsy.
Steve Stills here.
Stillsy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stillo.
Mm-hmm.
Stillman.
It's me, Stillo.
It's me, Stillo, the still man. You guys can call me Steve.
I'd be Stillsy, I think.
Okay, great. And then, you know, one thing people really love is when you go to introduce a song, before a song or after a song, you kind of go like, tell them a little bit about what it's about so they have context for it. So you go, hey, I just kind of split off from... David
hey,
Crosby,
what if?
And, yeah, I'll go ahead.
Since you're right next to Still Woozy, on the poster? What if you were Woo Stillsy? Like everyone's cheering for you, Stillsy.
That could be powerful.
The reverence that would fall over the crowd in that context. And so that's a great segue into what.
Or maybe since
setup,
I'm
I think, for what you were saying, Sean.
Maybe since I'm Stew, I can be Woo Stillsy. Will Stewsy.
Woo Stillsy. You could be Will Stewsy.
Will Stewsy.
Yeah, you could definitely be Will Stewsy.
Will Stewsy.
Yeah.
That's feeling good to me. Mm-hmm. I'm Will Stewsy, right? Like, thanks for coming. I'm Will Stewsy. Say thank you. You know, it sounds like you said hi, but you didn't say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then get into
say it like
what
that.
The song's
yes.
about. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that feels so natural.
Yeah.
And I'm
thank you.
I know you're, I know we're not here. I'm going, you're welcome, Will. Could you maybe talk a little bit about, you know, it's helpful for people to kind of get a peek at what generated the lyrics. You said you wrote a lot of songs about throwing up. I'm going to say we maybe only want to do that once to say this song's about throwing up. I don't necessarily want to hear that multiple times in a show. Maybe pick one throwing up song and then have another one and say, like, it doesn't have to be this, but go like, this is a song about my favorite podcast. It's called Hollywood Handbook.
Shit.
I hope you guys give it a listen. I was on recently. They actually inspired a lot of what you're going to hear today at Coachella. And it's more important to me that you listen to them than it is that you listen to my music, which is like, it's just a band. It's whatever. I'm whatever about it.
There's going to be a pop for sure. Just like just you mentioning the name. Like, I'll be there for first of all, and like, I'll go insane.
I'll be
my
fucking
podcast.
Freaking out. I can't believe I'm hearing my podcast mentioned at this show. I will be losing my shit.
Sick. Yeah. Sick.
And so other people will really start to react out of an instinctive need to cover for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, there's sort of a core, like, tribal thing that happened. Mm-hmm. It's like in the DNA of humanity, they're not gonna let me have this bigger reaction mm-hmm. alone. Hayes and I will be on opposite sides just mm-hmm. to kind of generate, like, through the middle, this, you know, communal sound that comes out. So you're gonna want to pause after you say Hollywood Handbook, and then I think what could be really powerful is if you start recommending some of your favorite episodes, just like places for them to start, good ways in.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay. What would that sound like?
I haven't listened to any. I'm really sorry. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
It's really nice. It's really nice that you're sorry.
But we'll still recommend, definitely. 100%. Yeah, definitely. Why not?
Okay.
We'll give the people what they want.
Why
not?
This
is feeling so good. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
This is feeling 100%. So good.
So many other people come on the show and just lay out exactly why not, right?
Yep.
Like, they just painstakingly go through all the reasons why they don't feel comfortable, like, recommending this another. Like, lack of knowledge, like mm-hmm. in your case. That's number one,
yeah,
for
I
sure.
I just don't know enough about it. I have to do more research.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm right here. Ask me whatever you want.
But the more they know, it doesn't feel like that's bringing us closer to getting name dropped on stage. But your energy, man, like, why not? Just like, fuck it. Let's do it.
Fuck it.
So you get as much time up there as you want.
Yeah. You know? I'm never getting off that stage.
Yes.
Like that.
I don't know what day my show is. I don't know what size my font is. And I'm going to get all hung up on whether or not I've ever listened to the podcast I'm recommending. Most podcasts don't have anything wrong with them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's safe.
Hell yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be Milgs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your Milg, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
I have a hack.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes, Stu, comedy people will like laugh on stage and then the audience will start laughing because they're laughing. You could do that and say like during your song, like, this is so good. And then everyone in the audience will start doing that too.
Yeah, yes. I think that's cool.
Say, wow.
You go, holy shit, I love this one. Oh, they're playing this. I love this one. And you start just like dancing to it.
I love that.
That could be cool.
You writing this down?
Yeah, I'm literally, you wrote literally it? Saying, I literally wrote laughing therapy because it's a thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you about it, but it's like a yoga thing, but it's very good. I'm into it. We should do it.
Yeah.
On stage. Not now.
Yeah, I say you do that on stage. Like, let's do that. I mean, and the dancing idea, the saying, holy shit, they're playing this one. I love this song. Oh my God, this is my song.
Have you ever gamified any elements of your performance?
Gamified?
Mm-hmm.
What does
gamify?
That mean? I don't know what that means.
Just adds like elements of like gaming and like competition, just like gives something for the crowd to kind of like walk into that they can, instead of just being like totally passive where like this guy said hi to me 7 times and then like played a bunch of music like he didn't even know I was here, then said goodbye like 20, 25 times. Like instead, we're actually helping the audience participate. And like they get to kind of like feel like they won something at the end, potentially. You don't do any of that.
Like a meat raffle on stage.
Exactly.
It's just yeah. like that. That was actually my first suggestion.
Except the meat is the you and the fellas.
It's you and the boys.
Okay. I dig that. Yeah. We're just a bit of meat.
Yeah. There's yeah. 7 of you, right?
Yeah. Heaps of meat.
That's too much meat.
That's so much meat. Yeah, meat raffle on stage. We mm-hmm. should definitely do that. Lock it in. Tony
lock
Bennett.
Lock that in. Kevin, can you lock that in for me, please?
I will be locking
lock that,
that
one in.
In.
Do you ever sit down and let your feet kind of dangle off the end of stage and sort of just kick there, almost like you're like a little kid, your feet not touching mm-hmm. the ground, and just kind of... Mm-hmm.
A little fishing pole.
Get kind of quiet and just break it down and say, you know, when I came up with this song, I was going through a really hard time.
Yeah.
I just finished watching the Oscars and I didn't have my take solidified yet.
I do that sometimes.
And I was feeling pretty lost and just kind of bring us in. Like I'm all of a sudden, I'm finding myself leaning in.
And you pretend that you caught a fish.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do that. But it's way more cheesy because it's when we're like jamming and it gets kind of deady, like dead, and then it feels like you need to like sit down on the edge of the stage, and that's real, man. That's how cheesy this shit gets.
Everything I've said has been real.
Yeah, it's real.
No, I know you're just saying that's real, like as if that's differentiating it from some of the other stuff, like. The Stephen Stills stuff and the Tony Bennett
stuff. So if you're
going to
say that,
moved on
say
from
it,
because you didn't react to it, which is fine.
Say it
it's like, I'll use
like
that.
All the time. Like say it every time either of us says something. Basically, if you're going to say it.
Yeah, because like the meat raffle thing I thought was real. We locked that in, so I hope
that's already locked in. So.
Yeah, locked. Totally mm-hmm. locked.
How many gecks are you guys?
How many gecks?
How many gecks?
Oh, gecks like the band?
Gecks.
Yeah.
We're one less gex than them.
You're 99 gex?
99 gex.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty good, you know. If they weren't there, I'd go, that's probably the most gex at the whole festival, you know.
Yeah, that's fucking heaps of gex.
I'd almost, like, I don't want to be, like, right up against them, but, like, one less. Like, I would actually go the other way and be, like, 5 gex.
I'm only, like, yeah. I'm only 5 or 6 gecks.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity gecks. Are they actually there? I want to see them.
Yeah, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want you to go.
Okay. That
yeah,
sounds about right.
Sucks, dude.
Stu.
Will. Stuzy. I'm so sorry. No.
It's because they're scared of me.
That's what we're worried about, too, is that
one of them
they
is
don't
scared
understand
of you.
You. One of them is scared.
The other 99 are... not they are not scared of you.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see 100 gex on stage. That's so many gex.
They're on Saturday too.
Mm-hmm. Oh cool, same day as us.
I was like, hang on, Hayes, I was like, he did not.
And I was thinking,
Saturday.
Like, did we accidentally lock the meat raffle for Saturday?
For Saturday,
the whole
yeah.
thing is like,
yeah,
it's like he's joking, but like I really do need to know that's locked in.
Sometimes, Stu, when I'm at a basketball game, there will be like 3 basketballs on screen, and they'll all start like moving, almost like a like a shell game sort of thing, mm-hmm. where like one of them is like the basketball I'm meant to follow. They all look identical. And then I like text like number 1, 2, or 3 to like, you know, some like Sprint phone number or something. And then I have an opportunity to I don't know, get my name on screen or something. But that really gamifies it in a way that keeps me very engaged. Do you guys have any, I don't know if you'd rather bring like a rugby ball or something, and the three of you could sort of all switch places and we have to try to keep track of who has the magic rugby ball, and then they maybe, because they can't text you. I mean, they could text you. Like,
they could text
Melbourne people don't play rugby.
Melbourne people don't?
Because of the weather.
We play AFL. Footy. Football. It's footy. Like Australian football. It's pretty weird. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know about it. I don't know. But we do that sport. But we'll bring a footy.
Bring a footy, please. Bring three.
I'm looking at an article that's, the headline is King Gizzard release first person shooter video game for their song Mars for the Rich.
We did do that actually.
Sounds like,
yeah, we gamified.
Sounds like
song.
Gamified to me.
Sounds like a gamified.
This is the most, some of the most gamified shit I've ever heard in my life.
We did do that. Yeah. You should play it now.
Okay. Activate game. Ah! I got shot.
No, you didn't.
I just got shot. This is a game to you? I didn't even get to hear the song. It said, you're dead. There's no music when you die. This is really dark.
I believe,
Stu,
there is music.
I didn't know how dark this was. I thought there would be too, music when I die.
Well, you made a game. It's about Will Smith.
You made a game about that too?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's really good.
Sounds awesome.
You guys have 20 albums, right?
Yeah, almost. One's almost about to come out.
Any skits?
Any skits? No.
All right, Kevin.
No skits? Okay. Kevin's got something for you.
Here's your chance, Kevin.
He can pitch his big skit, his album skit.
People will love this at Coachella.
And Kevin, can you make sure this skit is goated, please?
Yes.
With the sauce, please.
After the first song, everyone's going nuts. And then you say,
This is when they listen to the album?
Well, it's going to be for Coachella, but we can record this and put this on the album too.
Live skit.
Okay. Live skit.
Okay.
Better work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stu says,
SNL, goated.
Goated. So Stu says, am I the only one that saw that Beatles documentary? Everyone's cheering nuts. Because everyone loved it.
They watched it.
I says to myself, self, what if that was about my band? And then you guys have like a little skit about.
I think it might go something like that, right? You want to do that? Yeah.
Yep.
If you want to do that, you don't have to, but that would be good with the sauce.
That's a good one before track one of the album.
It might before go something like
one.
This.
Before track one, yes.
Do you remember on CDs how sometimes you could like skip backwards past before track one and it would have like a secret track? That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that. Remember secret tracks and shit?
Oh gosh, yes.
We put one in every episode of this show that we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But for the CD version of the podcast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You do get it on CD, which not enough people do, there it does. You just have to keep letting it play. There seems like it's dead air and it's over, and it's like boom, track that was not listed.
That's badass. I pay it. Pay that.
And that's real.
That's real.
Stu, I'm starting a new initiative with guests.
Oh, great! Another initiative.
Oh no! Every week it's a new initiative with this guy.
Just really quick, before we end the show, we need to physically see you subscribe to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. How, on my phone?
Yeah. Do you have the podcast app?
Yeah, I do. All right. Check this out. Can you see that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Doughboys and High,
Doughboys and, Doughboys High and Mighty are on top?
On there?
I just looked this up before we
chatted. Oh, because you looked up our show.
Oh,
and that
it's,
also
it's
came
recommended.
Up.
Don't Thanks. Listen to that shit, dude.
Dude,
please, wait, what is whatever
it?
You
a,
do.
Fucking with you.
No
you
cap. Don't listen. Don't listen.
Yeah, no
why
cap.
Why can't I see it anymore? Hang on. Now
that's
I don't
on,
know where
that's
I
That's on purpose, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Don't.
It's
yeah,
better
exactly.
if you don't know. Right,
that's what I say when I listen.
This is what
to
you
want.
You want
to
know what I say?
Awful.
This is what
show.
I say when I look it up.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
that's Magic Tavern.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
That's my funny ass.
This is what I say, y'all. Are you down with all this shit?
Some of it's
I'm
okay.
down with some of that.
Yeah, all right.
Some of it I'm
Did
down
you cl-
with.
Click it and
look
then...
at this one?
Look at yep. Get Played's logo. Get Played.
There we go. Wait, how do you do it again?
The plus on the top.
Oh, yeah, plus.
Boom.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That check mark.
Ooh, daddy.
We got him.
That's it. We got me.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
join.
We got him. That video.
Was that a kid in your lock screen?
That's my kid. That's Minty. She's pretty cute.
Minty?
Minty.
Minty.
Aw.
That is a cute kid.
Hi, Minty.
How old we doing?
Hi.
18 months.
All right. You're getting right in between my guys.
Really? Yeah. It's good age. It's fun times. I only have one, so I don't like. I can't really fathom like the two kid thing.
That's cool. I got to.
Is she lying down yet?
I got to. Whatever.
She's like running and shit.
She's okay, so she's
like,
not lying down yet.
She hasn't.
You can just say. Down. And there's no normal pace.
No, those milestones, those benchmarks are like.
This is designed to like make you buy some product to like get her to lie down. It's like she'll do it.
I like that. Is she lying down yet? She's lying down a lot. Yeah, actually. Yeah, okay. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool when she lies down.
Because if she weren't, that would actually be really bad.
No, it's
yeah. Imagine if she just.
I was very
scared
for you at 18 months. They should be lying down for at least a month at that point.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
No, it would be really scary if she wasn't.
100%.
Stu, do you know Yorch?
Yorch.
He's one of our listeners in Australia.
Oh, okay. K-pop guy?
Maybe.
Is he a K-pop guy? I actually don't know.
I mostly think of him as a K-pop guy. Yeah.
Okay, he's a K-pop guy? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't ask his job either, but the one time we had him on the stream, he like, if you remember, he left his computer in the backyard and he ran inside, I think, to record a K-pop song.
Yeah, okay. Yongsin Wong Panintong is named Yorch, a K-pop guy. That's obviously who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I guess that is.
That's sounding right.
I guess that is him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Shout out.
Well, he gets a shout out, and I didn't get one this entire show.
Okay. Haven't been shouted out on my own show, but that's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I am obviously. I'm excited for the show. I hope you'll take some of these lessons to heart, Stu.
Yeah,
because
man.
There were moments, and just a few, but there were moments where I felt like maybe you were humoring us a little bit.
No, man, I wouldn't do that to you.
And that's what I said. Sean texted me. He's humoring my ass. You better make him stop now.
I'm sorry, man. I should be more genuine. You know, I wouldn't do that to you, brother. I got you.
All right, man. That's feeling
really
good.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you for gotching me.
We can have a cuddle when we get there as well.
When's the new album come out?
April, I think.
Wrong. It comes out tomorrow.
No, it doesn't. Does it? It can't. That's impossible. When's this podcast coming out?
The day before the album.
That's cool.
Oh, it's not finished yet.
No, it is finished.
No, Stu. We're trying to create a sense of drama for the album. Like, this thing's coming out tomorrow and we haven't finished it.
Oh, fuck.
And then you, find the key, that unlocks the final track of the album or whatever. And then we're a part of your history just as you've become a part of ours.
Yeah.
With your scorching hot take.
Sexy hot take
on the Oscar.
What's it called?
What's what called?
You have to know what your album is called. Stu, this I am so glad we got in touch with you. You've done 20 albums.
You don't know when
your
Coachella
show is. You don't know what the new one's
is.
Called?
You don't know that the new one comes out tomorrow. What
this has
what
become
it's
an intervention.
It's called The Hollywood Handbook.
The album is?
What?
Yeah.
Killer fucking title,
why
dude.
I'm on this shit.
Yes,
bro, that's dog. Why I'm on here.
That's so good.
Yes.
Bad for us, I guess.
It's great for you.
We don't want to be the other Hollywood Handbook, the one people don't listen to.
No, it's for real, though.
For real, though. We're a big show.
Mm. For real.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.